Why don't you remember Oklahoma? A noble eye that feels like counting sheep. How do we awaken from the coma if most of us don't think we are asleep? April 19th, 1995. We've forgotten the grief, yet so many die. The noble lie applied that day is often described in so many ways as an act in a play, a well-thought script, molding the clay for the grapes to exist. Sift through the grit, the cover-up's there. If you need evidence, just look everywhere. There are plenty of tears, holes in the story, like the time of the terror, or maybe more importantly, the lack of conformity when it comes to the number of attacks on that morning, like the two claps of thunder most heard from under the soles of their feet. And look at the plunder, the damage exceeds, according to geeks who test all this stuff, what a truck on the street was capable of. Why don't you remember Oklahoma? A noble eye that feels like counting sheep. How do we awaken from the coma if most of us don't think we are asleep? Why can Big say, blow up like the World Trade? But if you say Oklahoma, it's not gonna get played. Kid Rock displays just what I mean. In Badass, he relays that he is the cream, living the dream, and to rhyme with diploma, he proudly screams, blow up like Oklahoma. Of course, you know the verse is inaudible, but who forces the coma? Calling the audible. Who is the naughty fool pulling the strings, wearing the gaudy jewels, dressing as king? Like the Lord of the Rings, their story is magic, imploring you bring an aversion to static. A time-tested tactic, they make you believe you only imagined. You didn't see the reports on TV, or everyone who saw Timmy McVie and John Doe number two. Why don't you remember Oklahoma? A noble eye that feels like counting sheep. How do we awaken from the coma if most of us don't think we are asleep? Well, officially, he never existed. Although the country fully enlisted so much of our gifted government forces, 2 months later we quit it, full-term aborted. A story supported by Eyes Upon Eyes. Then Reno reported, oh, we have our gods, a couple of prize Michigan crazies. Go back to your lives, forget all the babies that maybe, just maybe, could have been saved if they got the same mayday somebody gave the ATF slaves the morning of. Somebody's page said, for the love of great God above, don't go to work. Why show them love and leave all the hurt for those in the shirts with ragged blue collars? A noble eye burns for much more than dollars.